Hey, this is Jeff Emery with TechZulu, and today we're with Billy Hollis. Welcome. And we're reporting for Bytes by MSDN. So we got a couple quick questions for you. So the first question is what is the coolest technology that you've come across lately?
Well, now, since I'm spending as much time as I am in WPF and Silverlight, you got to expect that I'd be talking about that, but it truly is cool. And I think that's something most people don't necessarily realize, because it takes you some time to kind of make that mental shift into how to use it in a cool way. And so having started on it long enough ago, I've made that shift, and the kinds of things we can do in it today are just fun.
And of course, you're writing a book to show people how to use it in a cool way.
Well, if I can get it done, yes, right. I'm trying to get a book done on WPF. We put it off until version 4 of the framework, which will be out, I guess, whenever Microsoft says it's out. But we want to be one of the first books on that round instead of one of the last books for the 3.x round.
What are 3 to 5 technologies that you would steer developers for this summer?
Well, now, technology specific, certainly the advanced UI technologies are important, and people ought to be getting into that. If they haven't spent some time in Link, they ought to take a look at that. That's nice, useful stuff today.
In Link?
Link, yeah.
Language integrated query.
That's right. That's okay. The sort of thing that you don't... I have found in interviews and such that even technologies that are relatively easy to consume, people kind of get in a comfort zone and they don't get into them. Generics, for example, which have been out for years, I find that a minority of developers have embraced them. Link is very, very useful for a variety of circumstances, and I'm not seeing the adoption rate on it that I think we should see. And then when you go past that into some of the stuff that's coming into the future, well, it kind of depends on where you sit and what kind of applications that you write. But if you think, as I do, that applications are going to become quite a bit more distributed, then the idea of cloud-based computing and the message bus on the cloud and the asynchronous things that you might want to do for distributed apps, that's actually very deep technology in terms of understanding it, but in certain scenarios can have a big payback.
Who do you look at for information on these technologies? Like, what people?
Well, in the WPF Silverlight space, we're just starting now to see people come out. Some of the evangelists from Microsoft, people like Jesse Liberty, are good resources. And you know, the interesting thing about that to me is that a lot of the best voices tend to be active for a while and then disappear. Beatrice Costa did this. And I think that maybe they're getting sucked into really, you know, big projects using these technologies. And so I hesitate to recommend anybody. I'm afraid that they'll disappear as soon as I say, well, you should listen to this and so.
All right, so if you could be one character in Star Trek, who would you be?
Oh, no, well, that's tough. You know, I don't think I quite have the young, dynamic swagger of a Kirk. And I'm not really sort of the unemotional logic guy like Spock. So you're probably going down to McCoy to get
McCoy.
The curmudgeon kind of, you know.
You're the first doctor we've had.
Well, actually, I went to medical school.
Wow.
But didn't go all the way through, but decided I didn't want to be a doctor. But, yeah, I guess I've got enough connection there.
What is on your summer read, listen, and watch list? Well, technical, you mean, and not technical.
Yeah, for myself and stuff that I've read recently and kind of get to others, A Whole New Mind by Daniel Pink. And it kind of gets into how the left brain programmer attorney kind of foundation of the economy, it's likely to change a bit as design and some other aspects become more important in our economy that need to get the right brain engaged. And the real value is being able to combine both, right? To have the good, strong left brain skills and get the right brain empathizing and designing and seeing the big picture.
What about listen?
If people are looking for good places to get started,
yes,
there.
Yes, definitely.
I did two things with Carl Franklin last year at PDC. A developer's introduction to XAML. Two-parters. And if I recall correctly, it's episodes 128 and 129 of .NET Rocks TV. And it assumes you don't know anything about XAML. And let's kind of look at it from a developer's perspective and show you the half dozen things that you're likely to get snagged up on when you first start it. Things that are not going to appear obvious and kind of help you get over some of those obstacles to learn it. And I've gotten a lot of email that people said it was helpful.
How do you absorb information mostly?
Well, now, first thing to understand is I tend to get involved in things very, very early, before there is a lot of that. So a lot of my stuff comes through experimentation. But certainly, I go out to the internet, but it's usually to solve a specific problem. And so I tend to skip around among a variety of people, and I don't tend to rely on particular blogs. Again, it's, a lot of it is time. I realize that there are people out there with us a lot of very interesting things to say, but I don't have as much time to read them as I would like.
So you just get the technical spec and just kind of play around
to
after
do
that.
The good samples, and I do tend to follow what the team members are saying on the MSDN blogs, because that is typically the first notice that I'll have of something new and interesting that I need to check out. So pretty much all of the folks that are on the Silverlight team that blog, and the WPF team that blog, and the Visual Basic team that blog, I tend to follow those with some regularity.
Thank you for coming out today.
You're welcome.
This is Jeff Emery with TechSulu reporting for Bytes by MSDN.